Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Big Show has the crew covered. Now we check in with our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett. Sponsored by Exec Park Airport Valet Parking. Locally owned. Treating you like an executive for 40 years. Get in. Get on. Get going at Mitchell Field with Exec Park.
Seth Everett talks baseball with us on Mondays here on the Wendy's Big Show. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, C. Sparky Pfeiffer. I'm Bill Baby Tao Schmidt on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Here is Seth Everett. Seth, appreciate the time as always. My friend, the flaming hot Chicago Cubs. Brewers keeping pace, though. Now just two back after they win, Seth, their first back-to-back series since May.
You know, it's funny because in June we were talking about, you know, positive things for the franchise. And I would have thought that happened then. So when I heard that on Sunday during the game, and I was kind of shocked. You hear that lightning?
That is fantastic stuff.
That was good thunder, right? That's a good sound effect. I should go get a recorder. But I hear, you know, walking around with electronic devices, standing outside in a lightning storm. That's frowned upon.
It's never the best idea, Seth, yeah. Even though, okay. Take it from somebody who has done it more than one time.
Well, if you was in the hood, there's no way you can be on the phone in lightning.
No. I'm safely indoors. But
yeah, you're good.
listen, you know, I don't want to sound repetitive, and I'll come up with a new phrase to say it, but I love pennant races, and I'm loving the NL Central. The Nationals catching the Braves would intrigue me. The Indians are only three back of the Twins, which, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people thought that was over. I'm calling it right now. I think the Twins get Marcus Stroman. I don't think they're in the market, you know, they're not getting a Bumgarner. I think Stroman's getting dealt. I think he's going to have a better impact than Bumgarner ever will. And I think Stroman goes to the Twins. I'm calling it. And it's a guess, but it's an educated guess. It's after talking to a lot of people.
And they also definitely have the firepower to make a move like that happen, as I was looking over.
And they have the money. Yeah, they have the right. They're so under the luxury tax, it's not even, it's funny.
How much of this is going to be dependent on the next week and a half now, Seth, after the Brewers find out Brandon Woodruff goes to the IL, and the severity will be determined here in the next couple of days. But it's usually with an oblique, about a 4 to 6 week injury,
yeah,
usually on the
short
side.
Start. Yeah, I saw that. Somebody on Twitter said it was a start. That's usually not a start. You know, they could use a starter, but I don't think they have to break the bank for that starter. I said, the guy I think they should get is Zach Wheeler. Here's where the problem lies, and this is something that's unique to this season, because there are really a lot of teams in the landscape for the, would you hear that? There are a lot of teams that are in the running for the wild card, and there's been an evolution of the philosophy. The theory is you are a big-time buyer if you are in striking distance of your division, right? So the debate is, is Washington a buyer? Let's just use them as an example. There's no debate whether the Brewers are buyers because they're in it, and they're going to be in it for the duration. The real question comes is for these teams that have no shot at the division but are right in the thick of things for the wild card, because what I'm learning, and this is from talking to GMs, is those teams are not buyers, but they're not sellers. So here's a perfect example. If you look at the lowly Mets, right, who stink, they are within a stone's throw of the wild card. Now, they'd have to jump eight teams to get there. I don't think there's a chance. But Zach Wheeler is a guy I would bring in. Because if Zach Wheeler's motivated, I think he has a second half like he had last year. And I know Zach Wheeler and I like Zach Wheeler. I'd bring him in. I don't think for a rental the price tag is too high. Plus, there's not a huge financial commitment. Zach Wheeler makes sense. Will Smith from the Giants makes sense. The Giants are another team. They don't have a shot at at the division, but they just won 3 out of 4. They're think they're in the wild card race. I don't think they think of themselves as sellers. So that's where the philosophy has changed, and that's my issue, because if you don't have sellers, you only have a handful of buyers. What kind of a trade deadline do we have?
See, and I think that you need a couple of general managers to have some cojones and determine that, look, this isn't our year, and we could really hit the jackpot right now if we move a couple of these guys, because there's not a huge market right now. And that's what I've been saying about the Brewers is, look, if with Woodruff going out here, if he's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks or whatever, and we don't know yet, we haven't heard from the Brewers with that oblique injury.
Yeah, we don't know.
But if he's out, if they come out and they go, hey, he'll be ready in September, if David Stearns then says, look, that's another huge hole I got to fill, I just don't know if we've got enough now to go challenge for something, and he decides, look, I'm putting Moustakas on the market, I'm putting Grandal on the market, all of a sudden, Seth, people are lining up for both of those hitters, guaranteed.
I've seen it on Twitter. I haven't heard it from any real legitimate sources. If that is something that callers are calling up about, that is, to me, they are not sellers. They are not trading away people.
Why?
If they are 2 games out of a division.
I understand that, but they have no chance
at the
Dodgers.
The Cubs aren't that good. That's not true.
Wait, did you?
The Cubs are not that good.
Seth, hold on. Did you hear what he just said?
They have no chance at the Dodgers. They just don't. I mean, you can win the division.
Sorry, I cut you off. Here's the thing about the Dodgers. I don't think they're that great either. And I'll say this about the Dodgers. They are going to have the problem of all problems, and five of us have talked about this before. The Dodgers will not put the uniform on. They will not play a game until that they have to win until game 3 of the division series. There is no psychological way they can just embrace that. There's no way. There's no way they can flip a switch. And I said this on CBS Sports Radio the other day. If I'm betting, and I'm not, if I'm betting on a team to go to the World Series, I'll say it's the winner of the NL Central.
Ooh.
Good, because I'm going to Las Vegas here coming up in 2 weeks' time, and I'll do that for you, Seth.
Because I think the Dodgers can be had the best. First of all, the Dodgers are going to play the team from the East. Right? We know this. The Dodgers are going to play the team from the East, most likely. So that's either Washington or Atlanta. Both of those teams in a 5-game series can beat the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
The central winner, whoever that is, I'm not saying the Brewers win it, but whoever that is, they win it. And who do they have to wind up playing? It seemingly is a possibility that you're talking about a team that will be white hot going in, or not white hot, but at least on a high going in, whereas the Dodgers, they're planning their postseason parade now.
Steve, you buy any of that?
Yeah, he said this before. Okay. I just think they're way more talented than anybody else they're going to face. That's what I think.
Switch or no switch.
I understand. Switch or no switch. They got a better chance of winning in a 5-game series than they do in a 1-game.
Of course.
1-game scenario like the NFL has in the playoffs, like you have in the stupid wild card scenario that they have set up in Major League Baseball. In those scenarios, yeah, the underdog can upset.
I love the playoffs. Mm-hmm. It's not stupid to me. I love it. And
you like the wild card one-play game?
I love the wild card.
Yeah, I think
You know what a critic of baseball I've been recently, and I love the postseason. I think the postseason setup is perfect because what the wild card has done, it gives teams that were out of it life, and it tells all the division winners incentive to win your divisions because you don't want to be the wild card. I love it. It's perfect.
It's tremendous. Talking baseball with Seth Everett, the tremendous Seth Everett here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Hey, Seth, I think I know it was
working
a lot.
On it. I'm like 8 pounds down.
Good for
That's
you.
That's good, Seth.
Yeah, a lot of people were a little taken back by Woodruff, but if you think about it, I mean, the one guy who's been pitching well for July has been Chase Anderson. He's got a 2.66 ERA, so he's one of the best guys you could put up against Sonny Gray tonight against Cincinnati, and I agree with you about the Central. They've been playing meaningful, tough baseball amongst this division for a while. But my question is, if Chase Anderson can replace Woodruff, where do they go from there, or do they just go back to doing it by bullpen, by committee?
I don't think it's that. I don't think it's one for one. I think that, you know, you need starting rotation depth, and what they really have to do is they could use another veteran arm. I mean, there's no secret about that. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was screaming about bullpen. I wanted relievers because I'm not asking the Brewers starters to do much. I always say two times through the lineup and then go to the bullpen. Now, the bullpen is exhausted, but every team has that. I mean, I was listening to something in Boston today. They're out of it. I mean, their bullpen's exhausted. Tampa Bay, every bullpen is fried. So everybody's in the same boat when it comes to that. Hopefully what it means is the later innings can be more comebacks because, you know, you've got these bullpens with all these hard-throwing guys. My attitude has always been is pitching depth. Considering the fact that the Brewer rotation, seemingly, you're not looking for, you know, six, seven innings, there's a motive to that. Let me tell you one stat that I learned over the weekend. This year in baseball, no starter is averaging more than 6 2/3 per start. Mm. Max Scherzer is the leading innings guy, and he's averaging 6 2/3. There is not one starter in baseball averaging 7 innings per start.
It's a total change in philosophy right now. Complete shift in philosophy. One final thing for you, Seth.
But that's why you don't need Madison Bumgarner. That's why you're not going for Cole Hamels a couple of years ago. That impact is minimal. Yep. If you can add relievers, you're better off.
That's why you want Kirby Yates from the San Diego Padres.
There you go.
That's my guy, Seth. I'm sticking to it. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week. Maybe Kirby Yates is a Brewer.
You got it, guys. I'll talk to you soon.
Seth Everett joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline each and every Monday, 3:48 Talks Baseball. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common-sense lending to your community since 1935.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.